Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. On with you till 8:30 when the Hawks pregame takes over with Judd Sirott. Well, the Chicago Bulls also playing tonight, trying to win out the remainder of the season to make the playoffs. And if they do that, here's hoping they play every game on TNT. The Bulls have had tremendous success when televised on the national network. Of course, a lot of people are watching inside the NBA this year. As critics say, this may be the best NBA season of all time. TNT's Inside the NBA features Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaquille O'Neal, and my next guest, host Ernie Johnson. Johnson is the Emmy Award-winning host for Turner Broadcasting, where he covers the NBA and Major League Baseball and several other sports. He just put out a memoir called Unscripted, The Unpredictable Moments That Make Life Extraordinary. It tells the story of his family and faith and talks of issues like selfless support, overcoming adversity, and living an unscripted life. Ernie's going to be signing books at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and he is my guest tonight. Ernie Johnson, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Justin. Thank you.
Let's talk about the book. And Living an Unscripted Life, it's really an interesting contrast because you start the book by talking about the lessons you learned about living an unscripted life, Little League in the 60s, and then you also talk about the contrast of living a scripted life up to a point.
Yeah, and I think for me, it was, you know, when my wife Cheryl and I got married in 1982 and in the years that followed, you know, we had a boy and a girl, and to me, the script was being followed. Here, right. I had this, you know, great job, great wife, a boy and a girl. Good. Let's just keep this going. And then my wife came up with the idea in 1991 of, you know, she said, I think we need to go to Romania and adopt one of these babies who's been warehoused in these orphanages over here after the revolution in Romania. And that entered the unscripted. I mean, that's, we decided to follow through with that and adopted a little boy named Michael. And then the unscripted continued when we took care of a lot of the obvious problems he had growing up over there. And then we were told by a doctor he had muscular dystrophy. And that's something that has no cure. It's something that claims a lot of lives before these kids even get out of their teens. And so it was a new situation for us. But what we learned through that process, those are the unscripted moments that have really made our lives what they are. And to see, just for instance, to see this boy who, when Cheryl adopted him and I was back in Atlanta taking care of our other two kids, you know, the nurse who brought Michael out to her said, don't take this boy, he's no good. And then to see what happens when there's a high school basketball coach outside Atlanta who puts Michael on a basketball team because he wants his players to learn what maximum effort is all about and what it means to have a heart for other people. And so that's where these unscripted moments come in and just make everything meaningful. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to get out. You know, if I were writing the script for my life, I wouldn't have included cancer in that script at all. You know, but that's one of those things that we had to deal with my non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in 2003 through 2006. But what I learned through that and the relationship that I fostered through that, you know, it was a necessary part of growing me into the man I'm supposed to be. And so, you know, I think my message is don't run from those unscripted moments, embrace them. And they do actually make life extraordinary.
Well, the casual basketball fan who watches you on Inside the NBA may not know about your life story. And it was an ESPN documentary, an E60, that came out not too long ago that took us into your home. And then the book came out of that. Talk about that. I mean, was that difficult for you to open up your doors and to tell this part of your story that a lot of people probably knew nothing about? They just watched you because they loved the team that was playing on TNT that night.
Yeah, it was not like an automatic yes, let's do it. My wife and I had a lot of long talks about that, about allowing access to cameras in a place that we never allowed. But what we talked about was, look, if this story is going to speak to somebody who's about to start chemotherapy, if it's going to speak to somebody about the father-son relationship, and I had such a wonderful one with my late father, if this is going to talk to people who are thinking about adopting, or it's going to encourage somebody who right now is dealing with raising a special needs child, then we said, well, let's do it. And part of that also was, look, Jeremy Schaap wants to do the story. I trust Jeremy Schaap to tell it. And we were absolutely blown away, not by just what E60 turned out, but by the response we received, and I still receive from people who see the piece for the first time, who have watched it over and over, or have stumbled upon it online. And so that really was kind of one of the, you know, it entered our thinking big time when I finally decided that now's the time to write the book that people have always asked, hey, when are you going to write one? Well, this was the time. This was the time to do it.
Well, the documentary is emotional. The book is emotional in the way that, you know, there's so much that goes into to love and support. And like you said, living an unscripted life. You know, I thought about it more when I was reading it, this idea that there's a lot of the same notions that you rely on in your life are sort of the old sports analogies or the idea of overcoming adversity or teamwork, selfless support, things of that nature. I mean, do you draw the comparisons to the way that the lessons that we learn out of sport to how it affected your life?
Sure. I see that all the time. And one of the foundations of the book is just something that happened to me when I'm an 8 and 9 year old kid playing Little League Baseball. We had a game that was delayed momentarily because two of our outfielders scaled the chain link fence to look for a ball and wound up eating blackberries instead. And as I grew older and hopefully wiser, I would think back to that day and I'd say, how many times are there now in my life when I get so wrapped up in the game that I miss the blackberries? And, you know, and when I say blackberry moments, people think, well, does this have something to do with a phone or something like that? No, it's the exact opposite. It's these moments. You know, these kids saw it. Hey, here's a chance to eat some blackberries here, to heck with the game. But a lot of times I think we get way too focused on what's right in front of us, the next conference call, the next meeting, the next tweet, you know, what we have to do at work, all the responsibilities. And we get this tunnel vision and don't see the periphery where there's somebody that you work with who just needs 5 minutes of your time, that you can reach out to somebody and make their life better by you know, spreading some blackberries out there. I told the story yesterday to Mike and Mike when I was doing the ESPN car wash, that one of the things I like to do, I always get my wife flowers when I go to the store. And once I bought 2 bouquets to give to her when I got back, but I saw a woman come out of the store and head toward a handicapped spot. And this is an elderly woman. And I said, I'm just going to take one of these over here and give them to her. What the heck? So I walked over and I said, I got one of these for my wife, and I'd like you to have this one. And she said, I lost my husband a year ago today. I haven't gotten flowers since. And I was like, I was just so profoundly impacted by that. And that was one of those things where we created this blackberry moment for her. And so now every time I'm at the store, I get 2 and I give one away. And it's amazing the stories you hear from somebody who might say it made their day, or it might be that, hey, my husband just lost his job and it's been tough times for us. And boy, it's just one of those things where if we get away from what we have to do next and think about somebody else, you'd be amazed at the goodwill that you can spread doing that.
For all the things that happen in your life and that you write about in this book, whether it's the health scares or the family stuff or even faith, I mean, it really revolves around this idea of being selfless and you learning that lesson and learning that it's not about you and it's, you know, the me generation that we're all in, that life really is in what you give to others. And that seems to be the through line through this book. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. And I learned that from my father. And you know, I had this great childhood being the son of a broadcaster for the Atlanta Braves, where he always invited me to tag along to the ballpark. And so, you know, I'd be watching BP and Hank Aaron's asking me how my Little League team is doing. And so it's like, who grows up this way? And at the same time, I just watched my father. And it wasn't like he had to sit me down and tell me, respect other people. Don't think you're special because of your job. I watched that, and he modeled that for me. And so I'd see him spend 15 minutes with a total stranger who was a fan who used to listen to him, and I'd say, that's the way you do it. And in our business, where so many folks are so impressed with their jobs and think the rest of the world owes them something, my dad never did that. And so I learned an immense amount from him just by watching. And the kind of my message to parents these days is, look, your kids have superpowers. They see and they hear everything. They see how you react when you're caught in traffic. They see if you bring your job home and it affects how you deal with them. You are constantly being watched. And what you model is the legacy you're going to pass down. And all I'm trying to do on a daily basis is just pass on to my kids the same way my dad did for me. And that I hope that, you know, generations from now, there will be some some kid who says, boy, that was a BlackBerry moment, just like my grandfather used to say. And that's my hope.
The book is called Unscripted, The Unpredictable Moments That Make Life Extraordinary. Ernie Johnson will be at Anderson's Bookshop in LaGrange tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Ernie Johnson, you know, as you get ready for the playoffs and the NBA playoffs, we'll be seeing a lot of you coming up here. We can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Justin, so kind of you to have me on. I really appreciate it.